Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his
might. Yes, shalom, aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve. We are going to be taking up in the book of Proverbs today with chapter 14. We finished up on Friday with chapter 13. This show is for Monday, the 10th of July, 2017. And let's get started right in the book of Proverbs. I can't wait to get into it. It's wonderful. Verse 1 of chapter 14, you can reference Proverbs 9, verse 1. They repeat a lot of stuff in here. Verse 1, every wise, 2454, woman builds, 1129, her household. But the foolish, 200, tears it down, 2040, with her hands. Verse 2, he that walks in his uprightness, 3476, reveres, 3373, Yahweh. But the perverse, 3868, in his ways, despises him, 959. Verse 3, in the mouth of the foolish, 191, is a rod, 2415, of pride, 1346. But the lips of the wise shall preserve them, 8104. The rod of pride, he uses it to beat other people when he speaks. He uses the rod as a rod of chastisement or force in his speech. Okay. But the lips of the wise, through his wise sayings, shall protect them, basically. Verse 4. If there are no oxen, 504, the crib, 18, or manger, is clean, 1249. They don't leave their droppings. But an abundant, 7230, harvest, 8393, comes from the strength, 3581, of the ox, 7794. They use their oxen to harvest the crops and to mill the grain. So you have to put up with the little inconveniences they leave behind them. They are necessary to harvest the crops. Verse 5, a faithful, 529, witness will not lie, 3576, but a lying, 8267, witness speaks, 6315, lies, 3577. And 6315 literally means to breathe out. He breathes out lies. Verse 6, a scorner, 3887, seeks wisdom, 2451, and has none. But knowledge is easy to one of understanding. In other words, one of an open mind that's willing to learn. verse 7. Go from the presence of, 5048, a foolish, 3684, man. He does not know the lips, 8193, and lips is used here as speech. He does not know the lips of knowledge. He doesn't understand knowledge when he hears it. He's just all caught up in his own nonsense. Let me clear my pipes here for a second and get a drink of water. I'll be right back. Ah, that's good. Verse 8 of Proverbs 14. The wisdom of the prudent, 6:1-7:5, is to understand his way, 18:70, as the way of life. But the folly of fools is deceit, 48:20. And that's self-deception. He lies to himself. Oh, I'm doing all right. No, you're not. Verse 9. Fools mock, 3887, the guilt offering, 817. But among, 996, the upright is acceptance, 7522. The upright accept their guilt and repent. That's what that means. But fools do not. I don't need to do, I'm not all that guilty. I'm all right. I don't need to do that. This was back in the day when there were offerings for sin and stuff and for guilt. All those rituals are passed away, but that verse applies today because you need to admit your own guilt, especially to yourself, and repent and change your life. So these things still hold true today. These are all wonderful sayings. Verse 11, the house of the wicked shall be destroyed, but the tent of the upright shall flourish. 6524. Plain and simple. Verse 12, you can reference Proverbs 16:25. Verse 12, there is a way which appears, 64:40, appears before, actually, upright to a man. But in the end, 3:19, it is the way of death, 41:94. They repeat that a lot in Proverbs. Verse 13. Let me clear my pipes. I'm about to cough here. All right, verse 13. Even in laughter, 7:8:14, the heart is in pain, 3:5:10. And at the end of mirth, 8:05:07, is grief, 8:4:24. Boy, that's a deep one right there. Verse 14, the backslider, 5:4:7:2, in his mind shall be satisfied, 7:6:4:6, with his ways. And a good man because of his deeds. Verse 15, the simple-minded, 6:6:1:2, believes every word. Boy, we got a lot of them out there. Watch that television. But the prudent, 61:75, considers, 9:95, his path, what path he takes in life. A lot of people believe what they see in these articles on the internet that are absolutely bogus. Let me get a little hit of water here. Verse 16, a wise man fears and turns away from evil. But the fool continues on and is without fear. What's that get him? All right. Verse 17. He that is short-tempered. All right. They use the word nostrils for anger and temper. That's number 639. So this is 7116 combined with 639. Literally short of nostrils. Okay. That's the way the Hebrew, they used nostrils, because if you get mad, you breathe hard and your nose gets red and hot, and your anger shows on your nose. Your nose gets all red. He that is short-tempered deals foolishly, and a man of evil schemes, 4209, is hated. Verse 18, the simple-minded inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with, that's 3803, or it can be also surrounded by, knowledge. I gave you the two meanings that you could use for that one. Verse 19, the evil bow down, 7817, before the good, and the wicked at the gates, 8179, of the righteous. And in the end, they're all going to bow. Because Yeshua is going to be the master and the king, and everybody will bow. Verse 20, the poor, 7236, is hated even by his own neighbor. But the rich, 6223, has many friends, 157. In other words, if somebody doesn't have anything, people don't like them because they worship stuff. No more is that evident than today. This is the biggest time of stuff worship I have ever heard of. And everybody wants to suck up to the rich guy because maybe they'll get something from him. Verse 21, he that has contempt for, 936, his neighbor sins, 2398. But he that has mercy on, 2603, the poor, 6035, is blessed, 835. Okay, that is also listed as happy, okay, but it reads better as blessed. That's the more common usage for 835. Okay. Verse 22. Do they not err, 8582, that devise, 2790, evil, 7451. A devise literally means to plow. To plow evil. They plow and plant evil. But mercy and truth come to those that devise or plant, plow and plant good, 2896. Verse 23. In all toil, 6089, there is profit, 4195. In other words, you get something back from it. But in the speech, 1697, of the lips, only poverty, 4270. In other words, work does not get done by talking. And you stand around and yammer all day, you don't get anything done, you don't make a living. Verse 24, the crown, 5850, of the wise is their riches, 6239. That's their earthly, worldly crown. Look at me, I'm a billionaire. The foolishness, 200, of fools, 3684, is folly, 200. again. Can mean both. Verse 25. A truthful witness rescues, 5337, lives, 5315. In other words, somebody's accused of a terrible crime, and a guy comes in and he's a witness and he tells the truth, he rescues him from the court. But a deceitful 4820 witness speaks, 6315, lies, 3577, here speaks, literally breathes, lies again. They repeat that again. Verse 26, in the fear of Yahweh is strong, 5797, confidence, 4009. Now, fear also can mean in the awe of Yahweh, those who hold him in awe. And his children shall have a place of refuge, 4268. 4268, yeah, place of refuge. Verse 27 of Proverbs 14. The fear of Yahweh, there you go, fear or the holding in awe of Yahweh, is a fountain, 4726, of life. To depart or turn aside from, 5493, from the snares, 4170, of death, 4194. I've got the hiccups. Oh no. Verse 28. In a multitude, 7230, of people is the king's glory, 1927. He likes to have lots of subjects to rule over. But the lack, 657, of people is the destruction, 4288, of a ruler, 7333. Okay, what's a kingdom except for the people in it? If he doesn't have anybody there, he's not ruling over anybody. Well, he's not overly powerful, is he? Verse 29, this is not in the Hebrew, but it is inserted for clarity. He that is slow, 750, to wrath, 639, literally long in the nose, that's what that means, is of great understanding, 8394. But the hasty, 7116, of spirit exalts folly. In other words, somebody, the impatient person, exalts folly. Verse 30. A healthy, 4832, heart is the life of the flesh. And flesh here means the whole body. But jealousy, 7068, is as rottenness, 7538, of the bones. Ooh. Verse 31. He that oppresses, 6231, the poor, 1800, reproaches, 2778, his maker, 6213, that's Yahweh, because he made us all in his image. But he that honors him has mercy on, 2603, the needy, 34. Verse 32, the wicked, 7563, is driven away, 1760, that means to be driven away from Yahweh, by his wickedness. But the righteousness seeks refuge, 2620, at the time that's inserted, that's implied, okay, of his death, 4194, seeks refuge at the time of death. Verse 33, wisdom is at rest, 5117, in the mind of him that has understanding. But in the midst of fools, it makes itself known, 3045, sometimes quite harshly. Verse 34, righteousness exists, righteousness exalts a nation, 1471, but sin, 2403, is a reproach, 2617, to any people, 3816. Now, 2617 is a rare usage here from the root 2616. Verse 35. The king's favor, 7522, is toward a wise, 7919, servant. But his wrath, 5678, is toward him that causes shame. That's 954. Okay, that ends Proverbs 14, chapter 14. A lot of good stuff in that. And here we are at chapter 15 of Proverbs. Let's start this out. Verse 1. Pay attention to this. A gentle, 7390, answer turns away wrath. But hurtful, 6089, words lift up, 5927, anger. You can get out of a bad argument by using wise words, gentle words. Instead of instigating the guy, you talk peaceably with him. That's some wisdom right there. Verse 2, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge well. 3190, that means fully, in its fullest. But the mouth of fools pours out, 5042, foolishness. The wise speak knowledge and use it to its fullest, and the fools just yammer on and pour out foolishness. Verse 3, the eyes of Yahweh are in every place, seeing the evil and the good. Boy, is that ever true. Verse 4, a healing, 4832, tongue is a tree of life, but perversion, 5558, in it is a breach, 7667, in the spirit, 7307. And tongue is here as speech. But you can break spirit if you speak perversely. Verse 5. A fool rejects, 5006, his father's instructions, 4148, or discipline. That means instruction or discipline. But he that pays regard to, 8104, correction, 8433, is wise. 6191, that can mean wise, crafty, shrewd, and prudent. All those four words. Verse 6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, 2633, but in the revenues, 8393, that can also mean harvest, of the wicked is trouble, 5916. Verse 7. Let me get a little water here. My throat's getting a little crackly. Verse 7. The lips of the wise disperse, 2219, knowledge. Not so the minds, 3820, of the foolish. If you listen to the wise, they're going to dispense knowledge out. Very true. Verse 8, the sacrifice, 2077, that's literally to slaughter a sacrifice, of the wicked is an abomination to Yahweh. But the prayer, 8605, of the upright is his delight, 7522. He doesn't even want the sacrifice of the wicked because it's not valid. It's not heartfelt. It's fake. Verse 9. The way of the wicked is an abomination to Yahweh. But he that loves him, but he loves him that pursues, 7291, righteousness. That's true. Seek after righteousness. Seek after Yahweh. Verse 10. Correction, 4148, is evil to him that forsakes, 5800, or abandons the way, 734, as the path of righteousness. Okay? He that hates reproof, 8433, shall die. All right, I will explain these words. Wait a minute, let me clear my lungs a second. Yeah, I needed that. Sheol, 7875, that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants. Sheol and Abaddon, number 11, and 11 is the pit of destruction, are before Yahweh. Yes, surely are the mines, 3826, of the children of Adam. The mines of the children of Adam are also before Yahweh, as are Sheol and Abaddon, the land of the dead and the pit of destruction. In other words, he knows all, knows what you're thinking. Verse 12, a scorner, 3887, does not love one that reproves him. 3198. Neither will he go to the wise, 2450, because the wise will disagree with him and show him the right way. And he doesn't want that. He already has his mind made up. Don't confuse him with the facts. Boy, do we see that today. Man, there's gazillions of people like that. They're part of all these little cults and libtard associations, and just foolishness all the way. And they mock, they scorn the truth. Verse 13, a joyful, 8056, heart makes a happy, 3190, face. That means a full face. But by sorrow, 6094, of the heart, the spirit is broken. 5218. Verse 14. There's another good one. The mind that has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on, 7462, foolishness. Boy, they can run that mouth. They can run that mouth. Absolutely. You hear them on the news all the time. Verse 15. All the days of the poor seem evil. Because they don't have much. But he that has a good heart has a continual 8548 feast, 4960, as a celebration in Yahweh. He feasts in the presence of Yahweh. He is grateful for even the little that he has. And he celebrates being alive every day because Yahweh has given him another day of life. He doesn't worry about stuff. Verse 16, better a little, 4592, with the fear of Yahweh than great treasure, 214, and trouble, 4103, along with it. Yeah, that's beautiful. Verse 17, better a portion, 737, of vegetables, 3419, where love is, than a fatted 75 Ox 7794 and Hatred 8135 with it. Think on that one. Verse 18. A wrathful 2534 man stirs up 1624 strife. 4066, but slowness of anger, again, that's literally length of nose, appeases 8252 strife. 7379. Be patient, don't be angry quickly, and the strife will pass. It'll all come out in the wash. Verse 19, the way of the lazy, 6102, is like a hedge, 4881, of thorns, 2312. But the way of the upright is lifted up, 5549. Verse 20, a wise son makes glad, 8055, a father, but a foolish Adam, 120, disrespects 959, his mother. Honor your father and your mother. Remember? Verse 21, folly is joy, 8057, to those lacking sense. But a man of understanding walks uprightly. Verse 22, and you can reference Proverbs 11:14. Without counsel, plans are frustrated, 6565, but in a multitude of counselors, they are fulfilled, 6965, or made to stand, okay, made to stand. Verse 23, a man has joy from the answer, 4617, of his mouth. And a word at the proper time, 6256. How good! In other words, if you answer correctly, it will bring you joy. And if you speak at the right time, how good that is! Excellent. Verse 24, the way of life is above 4605 for the wise, 7919, so that he may depart from or turn away from Sheol beneath 4195, the land of the dead. Turn away from death, basically. If you keep your mind on Yahweh, you will live a lot longer. Verse 25, Yahweh will tear down, 5255, the house of the proud, 1343. But he will make stand, 5234, the border, 1366, in other words, the property lines of the widow, 490. Because he has mercy on the widows and the fatherless children, the orphans. Verse 26 of Proverbs chapter 15. The thoughts, 4284, of the wicked are an abomination to Yahweh, but of the pure, 2889, are pleasant, 5278, words, 561. And pleasant, 5278, also means morally pure. Words. What you say is important. Verse 27, he that is greedy, 1214, for dishonest gain, 1215, causes trouble, 5916, for his own household. But he that hates bribes, 4979, shall live. Verse 28, the mind of the righteous ponders, 1897, how to answer, 6030. He gives thought before he speaks. But the mouth of the wicked pours out, 5042, evil. He just blurts it out. Verse 29. Yahweh is far away, 7350, from the wicked, but he hears the prayers, 8605, of the righteous. He's close to them. Verse 30. Light, 3974, for the eyes, rejoices, 8055, the heart. And good news, 8052, makes the bones, 6106, fat, 1878. In other words, that brings good health. You like to be able to see in the darkness, and you like to hear good news. It makes you feel better. Verse 31. The ear that hears the reproof, 8433, of life, lodges, 3885, in the midst, 7130, of the wise. In other words, if you try something and don't succeed, and it brings you reproof as part of life, you learn from that, and you're wise. That's how wisdom is accumulated, through life experience. Verse 32, he that ignores, 6544, instruction, despises, 3988, himself. But he that hears reproof acquires, 7069, understanding, or mind, 3820. The fear, or awe, 3374, of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom. And humility, 6038, comes before honor, 3519. And that ends chapter 15 of Proverbs. Take a look at 16 here, see how much we've got to go. Got quite a bit of time. Oh, yeah. Proverbs 16, verse 1, and you can compare this to 19:21. The plans, 4633, of the mind are of Adam, 120. But the answer, 4617, of the tongue, 3956, is from Yahweh. And that's with people that are his worshipers and listen to him and obey him, he will give them the right words to say, like he does a preacher in a sermon. The mind, or the plans of the mind of an Adam as a preacher, will not hold sway over the Holy Spirit bestowed by Yahweh when he takes that preacher, and I speak from experience, on his track that he wants that preacher to follow that day. The preacher may get out part of his prepared sermon, but Yahweh's going to take him in a completely different direction because he's got something to say through that man. All of us experience that are called. Verse 2, all the ways of a man, that's 376, that's just a gender, are pure, 2134, in his own eyes. But Yahweh weighs out, 8505, the spirits, 7307. What did he do? What spirit did he do his deeds in? Verse 3, commit, 1556, your works, 4639, to Yahweh, and your thoughts, 4284, shall be established, 3559. Now commit, 1560, 1556 literally means to roll to, roll your works to Yahweh for His approval, and your thoughts shall be established, your plans will succeed. Little Hebrewism there, roll to. Verse 4, Yahweh has made, 6466, all for a purpose, 4617. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Okay, the day of evil, as in the day of judgment. It'll be evil for them, or harm, justice. Okay. Even the wicked have a purpose. Like Nebuchadnezzar was used to punish Israel. He was not good, but he was used as an example. The evil around us are an example of how not to live life today. Verse 5, all the proud, 1362, or arrogant, of heart are an abomination to Yahweh. Hand to hand, they shall not be free from punishment. That's all one word. But the hand-to-hand is not clear in this passage. The 3027 and 3027, hand-to-hand, that's a little unclear here. So, just want to let you know that. Verse 6, and you can reference Tobit, Chapter 12, verse 9 in your Apocrypha. By loving kindness and faithfulness, iniquity is forgiven. It's 3722. That's literally cut off. Okay. And by the fear, or holding in awe, of Yahweh, one turns away, 5493, from evil. Amen and amen. Verse 7, when a man's ways please, 7521, Yahweh, he even makes his hated enemies be at peace with him. Hated enemies is 341. That has racial and tribal connotations. He keeps them off his back. Verse 8, you can reference Tobit, chapter 12, verse 8 here. All right, this has better a little with love than a lot with hatred. This is on a par with that, okay? Better a little with righteousness than abundant 7230 revenues, 8393, without justice, 4941. This compares with verse 1 of this chapter. And Adam's mind devises, 2803, his way, 1870. But Yahweh prepares, 3559, his steps, 6806. And his way is his way of life. Okay? And that compares with verse 1. The plans of the mind are of Adam, but the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. Compare those two verses. This is some good stuff, man. Woo. Verse 10. Divination, 7081, is in the lips of the king. Okay, that's as divine guidance. His mouth doth not violate his duty, 4603, in judgment, 4941. Here is verse 11 of Proverbs 16, and you can reference Proverbs 11:1. and 2023. A just scale, that's a balance scale for weight, 6425 for produce, and balance, 3976, are Yahweh's. In other words, if they're just and they're right and they're true and you're doing honest business, that's of Yahweh. All the stones, 68, they were used as weight, balance weights, of the bag are his work. Okay, they had a bag of stones. And they were marked what they weighed out as, and they were, if they were just and accurate, and you wouldn't cheat anybody, that's of Yahweh. Verse 12, it is abomination for the king to do wickedness, 7562, because the throne, 3678, is made secure, 3559, by righteousness. Okay. Verse 13. Righteous lips are the delight, 7522, of kings. And that's righteous speech. Okay. Lips is speech. And they love those that speak, 1696, uprightly, 3477. Verse 14. The fury, 2534, of a king is a messenger of death. The messenger is like a divine messenger, 4397, of death. They'd kill you. But a wise man will make reconciliation, 3722. Verse 15. In the light, 216, of a king's face, 6440, is life, 2416, and his favor, 7522, is as a cloud, 5654, of the latter rain. That's the spring rain, 4456, that blesses the land. It's cooling, it's refreshing. Waters the early crops. Verse 16. How much better to acquire wisdom than gold? To acquire understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. Mm-hmm. That's a semi-repeat. That's all through this. Verse 17, the highway, 4546, of the upright turns away from evil. He that guards, 5341, his way, guards, 8104, his life, 5315, his life, or guards himself, okay? Verse 18, pardon me, boy, I'm getting dyslexic here. Pride, 1347, goes before destruction, 7667, and an arrogant, 1363, spirit before a fall, 3783. Verse 19, better a humble, 8217, spirit with the lowly, 6035, or humble. It can be better a humble spirit with the humble than to divide, 2505, plunder, 7998, with the proud, 1343. Ooh. Verse 20. He that acts wisely, 7919, upon a matter shall find good, and whoever trusts in Yahweh is happy or blessed. Actually, that's 835 again. Whoever trusts in Yahweh is blessed. Okay. Verse 21. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness, 4986, of the lips, 8193, increases, 3254. learning, 3948. In other words, persuasive speech, sweetness of the lips, persuasive speech helps people learn. Watch what you say, in other words, verse 22. Understanding, 7922, is a fountain, 4726, of life. To he that possesses it, but the instruction, 4148, of fools, 191, is foolishness. 200. Okay, fools only teach foolishness. Let me clear my pipes here and get a drink of water. Ah, yes. Verse 23, the mind of the wise teaches, 7919, his mouth, and adds, 3254, insight, 3948, to his lips, 8193. Now that says speech again. Lips are used as a metaphor for speech. So those with a wise mind teaches his mouth to say the right thing and adds insight to his speech. Verse 24. Pleasant, 5278, words are as a honeycomb. That's 6688 and 1706. Sweet to the soul, sweet, 4966, to the soul, 5315, as the inner being. And health, 4832, to the bones, 6106, and that is as the whole body. Verse 25, you can reference Proverbs 14:12. Okay, we've gone over that. There is a way that appears upright to a man, but the end of it is the way of death. That's a repeat, okay? Verse 26, a person that toils, 6001, toils, 5998, for himself, because his mouth, 6310, now read mouth as hunger, urges, 404, urges it upon him. He gets hungry. He has to work to eat. Verse 27. A wicked, 1100, that's worthless, man digs up, 3738, evil. And in his lips, 8193, is a burning, 6867, fire. 784, that's a scorching. And his speech is a scorching fire. In other words, he just burns up everybody around him and just, people don't want to be around him and they don't want to hear him talk. Verse 28, and you can reference Sirach 28, verses 13 through 26 in your Apocrypha. A perverse, 8419, man sends forth strife, 4066, and a whisperer, 5372, or as a slanderer, separates, 6504, close friends, 441. We've got a lot of that going on today. People are whispering and slandering and making little negative comments in Christian identity. Ego trips and infiltrators and sowers of discord. And it's a shame. I hate to see it. But you're always going to have those with you. Verse 29. A violent man, 2555, entices, 6601, his neighbor, and walks him into a way that is not good. Verse 30. He shuts, 6095, his eyes to devise 2803, Perverse Things, 8419. Compressing, 7169, his lips, he accomplishes, 3615, evil. Shuts his eyes as winks, okay? He winks to devise perverse things. Just sort of winks about it. Ain't we going to have fun doing this? That's your evil guys. Verse 31. Gray hair, 7872, is a crown, 5850, of glory, 8597. If it is found on the path of righteousness. In other words, just because you have gray hair doesn't mean you're a wise old man. You got to be on the path of righteousness, and it will be a crown of glory to you. That's for sure. Verse 32, he that is slow to anger, again, literally long in the nose, is better than the mighty, 1368. And he that rules, 4910, that controls his spirit, than he that captures, 3920, a city, 5892. Verse 33. The lot, 1486, is cast, 2904, into the bosom, 2438. That's the shirt at the waist. But the entire, in other words, the entire, all of it, 3608, decision 4941, is of Yahweh. Yahweh controls the casting of the lot, which is what they used to do to find out what Yahweh wanted. And Yahweh would give their answer to them through casting of the lots. They used the Urim and the Tumim. And that's that. So we're about out of time here for this show for Monday the 10th. We will be back on Wednesday the 12th, beginning with Proverbs chapter 17. We've seen a lot of wisdom here about speech, watching what you say and do. Prudent living, basically, has been the topic of these Proverbs. Wisdom is better than acquiring a lot of silver and gold. It will serve you better in your life. Oh yeah, silver and gold have their allure, but it's better to be wise than stupid and rich. Your life will be better and your eternal life will be assured because you're going to choose Yahweh and follow Him. And that is the key to the whole deal. Follow Yahweh. So, we're just about at the end of the hour, as I said. This wisdom literature and teaching literature here very definitely applies to today. It is not outdated. The terminology may be a little outdated, but the concept of it is quite current. So I'm going to say Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will talk to all of you again on a new show on Wednesday. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. For